96.1 KLPX, Beth Simmons. I have Jeff Tate on the line. So we're really excited to have you back in town at the Rialto on March 5th. And I heard you're doing an all-acoustic show highlighting songs from all 17 of your albums. You're going to make it a story. How are you going about doing that? What is the format? Will you be playing two songs and then telling your story and then doing it again? Or how are you planning on telling this story?
Well, it's a storytelling tour, definitely. It's 35 years worth of music in about 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I touch on almost all the albums I've been part of. There's stories to be told, I think, with that amount of touring that I've done. And I kind of set the songs up and talk a little bit about the origins of the song, or what was the inspiration behind the song, or some sort of interesting, entertaining anecdote as to what the band was going through at the time, or that kind of thing. And it's really fun, I tell you, because this is the first tour I've ever done like this, where I can actually hear what the audience is saying. They make comments and I can riff off that. There's a lot of improvisation going on. And sometimes what I was planning on saying, I don't even say during the show because it's caught up in a conversation with one or two of the audience members, and that kind of takes it in a whole different direction, you know?
So does that also mean with the music, you'll have like a set list, but then you might stray from what you'd planned on playing because of an audience member?
That's true. That happens quite often.
Okay.
It's very, very, very different tour for me because I'm typically, you know, I'm playing very loud music where you can't even hear your own thoughts, you know. So this is quite a different situation.
What made you decide to go acoustic this time around?
I don't know if there was one thing. I like the storytelling aspect of it, and I've sort of recognized that at this point in my life, this point in my career, I feel like I need to kind of explain to people a little bit about what's there musically, you know, what's there behind the songs, what's the story behind it, and how did that come to be? Because over time, I think people come up with their own conclusions as to what is what. And this is sort of, from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
You've come to Tucson quite often. Is there one spot in Tucson that you love to go to when you're in town? A bar, restaurant, or even a park that's out here?
There's a music shop that's right there downtown. It's a couple blocks away from the venue. And now I can't remember the name of it all of a sudden. I've been there so many times.
Oh, I know exactly which one it is, and I can't remember the name either. I always walk by it, but I love that music store. It's really nice.
Oh, I go there all the time, and it's an old place. It's been there for like, I don't know, 50, 75 years. And they've got quite a collection of instruments. Of course, they've got the new stuff too, but they have a lot of old things that are hard to find or can't find them. I collect saxophones because I play saxophone. And one year I was in there, I had the afternoon to myself, and I walked in there and started talking with one of the people that worked there. And they said, oh, you got to come check out our room full of old saxophones. And he took me into this like back area that looked like nobody had been in there for like 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And I opened up the door, and there were like stacks of cases of old horns. And he said, hey, just spend the rest of the afternoon in here playing them and see what you think, you know?
Oh, nice. Oh, great. Once you come into town, should we expect to see you at the shop before or after? Should we look out for you?
Definitely before.
Okay, that sounds good. Have you ever thought about collaborating with someone outside of your band?
Yeah, I collaborate with people all the time. I just did a collaboration with Tim Ripper Owens and Blaze Bailey on a song on my album Resurrection. I worked with Dave Ellison from Megadeth recently on a project. I just worked with a European band called Avantasia on a song for their record. That's just a few that I can think of off the top of my head. But yeah, I collaborate with people all the time.
Resurrection is your second album from Operation Mindcrime, and you released it back in September. Where did you get the inspiration for that? And did you ever have writer's block when you were creating that album?
You know, I haven't ever had writer's block. There's always things to write about. It never seems to be a problem for me. This trilogy project was something I'd been wanting to do for a number of years. I really liked the idea of taking a story and telling a story in three acts. You know, thus you have a trilogy, three different albums that tell one story. I really liked that idea, and finally hit upon a subject that I felt that I could talk about over three albums, and the story started happening in my head. And before you knew it, I was calling up different musicians I knew that I wanted to play with and to come in and record this album with this group of albums with me. And so the whole trilogy project has been a collaboration with a number of really great musicians, and we recorded it all at one time.
Okay.
And then we've been releasing the recordings over 1 year periods.
Okay, so then the next one we can expect in September again.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Now, you know, a lot of musicians say that being in a band is similar to being in a marriage, but when you parted ways with Queensryche, was there ever a point where you felt like you just wanted to call your former bandmates, or maybe they even decided to call you and say, hey, you know, I miss you, man?
No, that point really hasn't happened.
And I know that in a previous interview that I was reading online, that you had said that you could see a possible reunion in the future. You could see that you could resolve your issues with them. Do you think that that'll happen? That'll come to pass?
You know, I don't know. I think that if we want it to, it will, of course.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody's willing to actually sit in the room together and actually talk,
yeah,
and face the demons, so to speak, then I think things can come of that. You know, we haven't spoken or been in the same room together since 2012, you know, so there's been no communication at all. So until that happens, of course, nothing can happen.
Yeah.
But I would never say never. I think it's definitely possible to fix one's problems and to resolve things and move on. Yeah, I think it's definitely possible.
In your off time away from the concert scene, what do you usually do? Do you go out and check out other bands? And if so, what bands are you into currently?
You know, I don't go out.
Okay.
Really, for that. I don't have a lot of spare time, and when I do have some, I typically do things that don't have anything to do with music, because that's my occupation, you know, that's what I do. So, you know, I have a wine brand, Insania, that I'm very much into, and I've been developing that for years.
Where do we pick up your wine brand? Would we go to Total Wine or BevMo?
You have to go to Europe.
Oh.
It's only available in Europe, yeah.
Are you planning on bringing it stateside for us?
I hope so. Licensing to bring, importing, you know, your alcohol product is very expensive, and there's so many different legalities revolving around it. So you have to kind of build it up and take it slowly, you know.
Is there something in life that you still want to pursue that you haven't already accomplished?
Well, I love traveling, and I've been in 65 countries now.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go everywhere in my life. I want to go to every single country there is.
What countries do you still want to go visit at this moment?
Oh, there's so many that I haven't been to yet.
Yeah.
There's so many countries in South America I haven't been to yet. In mm-hmm. fact, just recently I got very excited because my booking agent, Gary Buck, called me and he said, hey, I got a gig for you in July. It's in Lima. And I immediately thought, Lima, Peru? Oh, great. 66 countries that'll be for me. I'm going to be climbing up in the Andes Mountains and checking out Machu Picchu. And, you know,
yeah.
I've been wanting to go to the Andes all my life. And he goes, oh, no, it's not Lima, Peru. It's Lima, Ohio.
Aww.
So you can imagine my disappointment.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for, you know, speaking with me today. And we look forward to your show coming up to the Rialto March 5th.
Can't wait to bring my show to the Rialto in Tucson. Always a good time playing there.